Chapter 5. How What We Know May Not Be So. Have you heard this about the law of attraction before? Decide what you want. Believe you can have it. Believe you deserve it. Believe it's possible for you. We've been told, do that and we can master the law of attraction. So what's wrong with you? Surely all you need is the answer, right? Can you see? The teaching here is more what to think. Our complex minds can't actually believe that. So it isn't the answer. And we have the problem that the words I'm writing here are not our natural language. Our natural language is feelings and intuition. At best, words are a poor form of communication. So knowing the answer doesn't get you the result. You may want to stop and really consider this at length, as it's of paramount importance when it comes to getting results in life. So I'll say it again. Knowing the answer will probably not, and in fact will likely not, get you the result. Don't believe me? Then I'll prove it to you. You do know you should eat whole foods that are healthy for you and help you lead a full life, right? Sure you do, we all do. You do know you should exercise regularly so to stay healthy and live a long life, don't you? Sure you do, we all do. You do know you shouldn't get angry and stressed as it doesn't help you and is in fact very bad for your health, right? Sure you do, we all do. Anger and stress are a choice too, which I fix in a bug free mind. And you do know you should be happy and grateful, yes? Sure you do, we all do. We all know that stuff, right? Do you get it? We all know things which we don't actually know. Because we don't truly know something until we are living it as a way of life. The word know is used to cover when we don't really know, but we say we do. And when we do actually know, and a couple of sort of know stages in between. I'll explain this a bit more shortly, but first I want to show you just how powerful you already are when you really do know something for sure. Reality is negotiable. Albert Einstein told us that reality is merely an illusion, albeit a very persistent one. What that means to you and I, and anyone wishing to control things using the law of attraction, is that this illusion, which looks real, is just an illusion that can be changed and shaped to suit us. Anyone who has studied the law of attraction will have heard this sort of thing before. You are a living magnet. You attract into your life situations and circumstances that are in harmony with your dominant thoughts. Sounds really good, doesn't it? If you're in the personal development self-help world, then this sounds like a good plan. Well, there's loads of good stuff in this, but it is written in the wrong way to make it applicable, and therefore not much use to aid you in actually going and creating. Here's somewhat of an improvement. You are a creator. You create in your life situations and circumstances which are in harmony with your dominant thoughts. Now, it hasn't got the same Hollywood flair. However, it is far more accurate and applicable. Absorb that into your subconscious and you'll see what a difference it makes. So use this to apply the law of attraction fast. Simply decide what you desire and it is now created. That was hard. It is now and was already there, of course. Okay, we just stepped a little off the map. I'll explain that a bit more shortly. After creating it by desiring it, then you live in the grateful way you would do after having already had your desire come into your life. You just spend the vast majority of your time taking steps to now aid bringing this into your physical reality, whilst all of the time doing so without any attachment to the end result. Though it does sound too easy, doesn't it? Hey Andy, this don't work. Well, that is how we have already used the law of attraction in our lives when we apply it as a way of life, rather than attempting to believe in it. So in fact, you have already done it this way. Now, you may choose to spend some time on thinking about what you have that is good and what you have that is bad in your life right now or in the past. Why not see if you can trace the creation of the good or the bad back to the time when you first thought it into existence? Then go back and see what you did next. What steps you unconsciously took to bring it into your physical reality. When you do find evidence, go back to the time you created it. Feel the emotions which were present when you first created it. And figure out how you knew it would happen. These are the times when you have used this wonderful tool before. And you did so without knowing. Just as a way of life. Now all my job is to get you to replicate what you've done before, but this time have you notice exactly how you did it. The easiest way to get you to use the law of attraction properly going forward is to show you how you've already used it so masterfully in your past. The law doesn't care how it is used. It has no emotions. It does not care if you believe in it or not. For this, I'm going to have to touch on quantum physics, but if you're interested, I go a lot deeper into quantum physics in Using a Bug-Free Mind, which is part two of the process. So a little quantum physics. What you think about literally becomes real now. I'm not talking about, ooh, I'm thinking of pink sea lions in full scuba gear dancing on top of clouds, therefore where are they? I'm thinking of things which I create and other people create too. Some of these things are big and some small. You know, everything in our lives. There was a guy working on the trains in Russia, I think. His job was to clean out the refrigeration trains. These were sealed cars once the door was shut. And after approximately 90 minutes, the air would be all used up if the door was closed. Or the cold would freeze a person in a similar amount of time. It was a job which required the cleaner to latch the door open so that if for some reason the carriage moved, the door would not slam shut. Well, apparently, on this occasion, the carriage moved and the cleaner had not latched the door, so the door slammed shut. The cleaner knew he only had 90 minutes of air before he would suffocate or freeze to death. As there weren't many people around and he wasn't expected back for a while, he knew the chances of someone finding him in that time were slim. He must have made as much noise as he could and he tried everything to get the doors open, but no one found him for some time. When they opened the door, he was dead. It was later found that he had frozen to death. A guy died. So what has this got to do with the law of attraction? Well, quite a lot actually, as he had, in my opinion, had this nightmare happen plenty of times in his dreams. That is a pure guess based on my study of people. You can visualise bad, just as you visualise good. But this is far stranger than that, and here's why it really is something to do with the law of attraction. The vent was open on the carriage, and the freezer car was not sealed. The air didn't run out, and the temperature was normal. So how did he die? Well, the conclusion of the coroner was that he believed so strongly that he was freezing, that for him, he created this into his reality, and he froze to death. He used his own mind to kill himself. This is how powerful your mind is, and it can be used to create or uncreate. Yes, I know, this is some story, and goes towards explaining how we really do think things into existence, and how Einstein was right, reality really is negotiable. But why do we think we know things when we don't actually apply them? This fascinated me. Why couldn't I keep applying things I learned and knew 100% would work and would help me? I had to find the answer as I wanted to know. Mark Twain said, "It ain't what you don't know that gets you into trouble. It's what you know for sure that just ain't so." The answer came down to the simplest of things. We don't know what we think we know. The word know and the mind state behind it changes everything. It turns out there are at least four levels of knowing something, and unless you get to the fourth and highest level of know, then your success is at best highly unlikely. The first level of knowing something. When we learn something, we think we know it. But this is only the intellectual and weakest level of knowing something. This is where most people end their studying, as our ego is very quick to halt our progress at this point by telling us to reward ourselves, as we now know something more and have made progress. No, we've just learned something. We haven't made any real progress at this point. We are just intellectually a bit more clever. And in truth, as my students will know, I often speak about the addition of knowledge without application of knowledge as being destructive, not constructive. But our ego likes knowledge, as it uses it to trap us. For example, let's take someone who knows they should be eating healthily as they are at high risk of getting a disease. A doctor comes on the TV and says, "You should be eating an apple a day as it keeps the doctors away." Our ego then pipes up, "Well, I know that." So we instantly dismiss the doctor's comment and carry on with our day. We do this unconsciously, as we're in the waking sleep almost always when we say we know something without thought of whether or not we are applying it. Now, we didn't notice that even though we know we should eat an apple a day, that we weren't eating an apple a week, let alone a day. That didn't come out, as the word know swept the wisdom under the carpet before it could be useful. So we don't know what we think we know. Knowing things can actually be much more destructive to our lives than not knowing things. which is a version of what Mark Twain meant. Consider, if you will, the same scenario of a person being ill and looking for a potential cure, and the doctor says the same line. The person, not knowing that an apple a day could help them, will probably give this new wisdom a try, as they are looking for a cure and are not hindered by knowing something which they don't actually know. I told you this would make you think. The second level of knowing something, this is the understanding level, which is above know, where you feel this is what must be happening, but you're still not living it yet. When you get to this level, you've been a fairly persistent studier, though your ego will be doing its best to keep you from applying what you know. The third level of knowing something. This is the living it level. Now, this is a very high level of know. It's where you live it in your life, and only a very tiny percentage of people get to this level. But this is not even the highest level of know, and this is a very dangerous level of know too, because you know so much that you can utterly convince yourself that you do know it. But you don't, as there's still one more level of know to go. The fourth level of knowing something, when it has become a way of life. This is when you live it as a way of life. This is the very highest level, and is the level required for success in any and all areas of life. Less than 1% of people usually make it to this level in virtually anything. This is when you no longer think you know it, as you are well past that. It is now at your core. You do not need to consider it, because it is now your way of life. As an example, I left knowing the law of attraction exists behind a long time ago. I just live it now. Every thought in my mind has to be helpful, and in the pursuit of giving me a wonderful experience or building me my dreams. This is my way of life. People wonder why they cannot succeed, and it is because they have to take their level of knowing something from the intellectual level right up to the highest level and make it their way of life. You attained this level of knowing for anything you succeeded at, and so did every other successful person out there. But this level of know, unfortunately, has its own weakness, as nothing is static in this world, and life can get in the way. This is why people can succeed and then not make it back, because they lost this level of know. So that means that to know something is probably, even at this level, only temporary. Yet we casually throw the word know around in our daily language and have no idea that what we know may not even be so, and is only temporary at best, unless it's maintained. I've attained this level of know about a lot of things in life, and I've lost this level of know more than once. The reason the whole bug-free mind process was created was to help me make sure I never lost it again. But that can only ever be work in progress, as our minds are not static. The trouble is, our egos like to tell us that we can learn something and know it, and so have it, and not need to consider it again. And we like that. It's an easy sale, because when it comes to knowing stuff, we are real pigeons. I found I was being conned myself by myself, where it came to knowing something, and so I needed a way for myself to ensure I remained at the highest level of knowing something where it came to mindset and success. I needed something that made this way of life simple. So I decided to create my Success Made Simple videos, which is basically the bug-free mind process converted into a video course, broken down into tiny bite-sized blocks of wisdom. I did this so that I'd have to work on my mind whilst building the course. I thought it was an 18-month project, and I'm happy to say I underestimated the task. I've already had 2 very happy years building this Way of Life series, and I expect there to be another 2 years still to go. This work has allowed me to keep my mind at the very highest level of know there is. It's not like a normal course, as there is no end. People who do it are not studying to get to the end of the course. They are studying to attain or maintain the highest level of knowing something. It's like a healthy life plan for your mind. So what you want to do is start to notice when you say you know something that you are not doing, because you cannot fix what you cannot see. So we first have to notice, and then through the act of noticing, we start shifting the brain about a bit, as this changes our thinking, which in turn changes our results. Okay, let's go deeper now on how exactly to have something before you have it.